Phone, but it's not working. In Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sif Beis, the last line of the Ramah, V'chein im yesh melchetz beveis dire. A person has a house and there's a melchetz in the house. V'ein roichetzin b'melchetz rak oison shebebeisai. That means it's a private melchetz. It is not used. It's not used by the public. It's only used by the people who live in this space. Here, there's one room that is a melchetz. V'heim yoidim, and the people who are in this bias, in which the melchetz is, v'heim yoidim shesachay ene yehudi. They know that a goy hired it. He rented it. He rented it, and he's working for himself. Shari, then it's permissible. So, Bekitzer, we had cases. Meikar Adin, if a goy rents a melchitz and he's working in the melchitz, it is permissible. It is permissible because he's not working for the Yid, he's working for himself, he rented the Melchitz. The whole problem is people are unaware that the guy rented the Melchitz, because this was not a normal procedure that a guy should rent out a Melchitz. So we said certain cases, if people know that he rented out the Melchitz and it's permissible, he did it for a few years, he rented it out to a goy. So now we're saying another case, that a person has a private melchitz in his house, there's other people there in the house also, and it is only used, it's only used privately, so these people will know, they see a goy there working Shabbos, they know that the goy rented the melchitz. So there's no problem of Maris Ayin. No one else knows about the Melchitz, and those who use the Melchitz know that the guy rented it. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura Sifkot and Tesvov. Beveis dire haynu shemelchitz einoy b'shus harabim. The Melchitz is not in a reshus harabim. It's not publicly known, people don't see the melchitz. Rak bechatzeroi, it's in his chotzer. Rak bechatzeroi beechod meabeis dirishle. One of the rooms. Lachain im ein roichtzim boi bechoil eloisen shebebeisai. The only people who use this melchitz are the people in the house. Shari, danoshim acherim lo yedu im yeshom melchitz. Other people are unaware bechlal that there's a melchitz. Va'oison shebebeisei hayoidim mizeh, who know there is a melchitz, gam heim yoidim sheskiro eleinu yehudi. They know that it was rented out to a goy. But if other people will use this melchis, even though it's bebeis diro shaloi, but it is used by other people also, now people know that there's a melchis there. And this melchis is called Al Shem Yisrael. Ucheyiru achakach she'oshon yoytze mimenu b'mei haShabbos yitlu, they'll see it's functioning on Shabbos, yitlu de b'shlichusoy hisikayein Yehudi, so they'll think that the goy is working b'shlichusoy. So that is what he is saying. This is the lotion of the Rambo. It's bebeis dira, number one. It's in a secluded place. No one knows about it. And number two, vein reichtzim ba melchitz rak oison she bebeise. The only people who use it and who know about it are oison she bebeise, and they also know what happened, that it was rented out to the guy. And that's why the Rambo was very meduyik. Avol, im hu oimed b'shus harabim b'mkoyim roim. But if a person has a melchitz not b'beis diro shaloi, he has a melchitz b'shus harabim. Also, it's not a public melchitz. The people who use it are only the immediate vicinity. But it's in the Rishus Arabim. Oz afilu im einam reichtzim boi rak oison shebebeisoi mikol moke mosa. Because even those who use it will know that it's rented out to a goy. Takol yoidim sheyesh melchitz. What? Avos afilu meinam roichtzim rakosh shebebeisim mikol moke mosa. Takol yoidim sheyesh melchitz. Everyone knows it's in the Rishus Arabim. Everyone knows there's a melchitz. So that this diuk is that's why the Rama was medayek b'shoinoi im yesh melchitz beveis dira. He said exactly where the melchitz is, so no one knows about it. And then it helps ein reichtzim b'melchitz ak oishon shebebeisoi. But if it's not beveis dira, then it will not help, even though it's not for public use. But people outsiders are aware that there is a melchitz there, and there'll be miyaches that it was that it, this guy who was working there is a shliach of the Yid. Okay, well, let's talk about what it says here. Kain kosvu harbe achroinim v'yesh mekilim oid de'im hu oimed b'rshus acher b'fnei asmai. This case, which we were medayik from the Rama, that the Rama is only speaking out bebeis dira shaloi, but if it would be bershus arabim, it would be also. So others are makel deem who oimid bershus acher bifnei asmoi shaloi bechatzeiroi. They make another diik. Beis dira shaloi, you need only. That it's only a private melchitz. Others make a diik from the Rama lahokel. The im hu oimid b'rshus acher b'fnei atzmai. It's not the beis dira shaloi. So the minute it's not the beis dira shaloi, so people don't know that it's his melchitz. Shaloi bechatzeiroi, oz afilu reichtzim boi gam anoshim acherim, afilu hochi shori. De mistom ein akel yoidim shuhu shaloi, rakoisen ashreinim shel amelchitz, o mistom nisvadalem gam ese, sheiskiroi lein yehudi. So again, there's a diuk from the loshen of the Rama. The Rama said, it's beis dira shaloi vein reichtzim ba melchitz rak oison shebebeisoi, then it is mutter. So we have a diuk. In this case, we need these two to know him. That ein roichtsim bemelchus hakoyshin shebebeise. So others say if it's b'shus harabim, even though this only private roichtsim, but we have the marasayin from the shus harabim. Now others make a dik if it's not based dira shaloi, so we have a mile so people don't know who this melchus belongs to. So memele, so even if other people are using the melchitz, it'll also be mutter.
Rabbi,
yes.
Would this only work in a town or in a society where you have rov goyim? If you have rov yehudim, then even if you don't know that it belongs to a specific person, but how could you assume that the whoever it does belong to, you know,
is. Maybe he's a yid. You say maybe he's a yid. I don't know. That I don't know what to answer you. But it seems the Sharetzin is very unclear with this psak, because he doesn't understand really what's pshat in the psak. He said if this person was Yoshav Shom, he was there for a year, so people know about him. If it wasn't Yoshav Shom, and he rented right away out to Agoy, so we learned yesterday it's Mutter. So he doesn't understand what's Pshati, that's why he's very unclear with these Yesh Mekilim. Now, let's go a little further. Yesh Oimrim, others say, Shescharai Mutter. Now, we had halachas, you are not permitted to rent out a melchitz. That's the din. Not allowed, permitted to rent out a melchitz. And, okay. We'll see soon. Yesh Oimrim, if he did rent it out, Shescharai Mutter. He's permitted to take the schiris. V'yesh Oimrim She'osa. He's not allowed to take the schiris, v'chein iker, and that's how we paskin. So we'll see something very interesting in the. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh oimrim sheschorei muta, v'achroimnim hiskimu deloy pligi. There's no machloikis. It's sometimes it's mut and sometimes it's osa. Now, the bemokim de muter midine. A melchitz, he rented out to the goy. We're speaking about the goy is paying rent. Is he allowed to take the rent? So we have here 2 days. One day he says he's allowed to take the rent. One day he said he's not allowed to. He wasn't allowed to rent it out to the goy that we had before. But if he rented it out to the goy, and now the goy is giving the rent, is he permitted to take the rent? So others say it's mut, others say it's also. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, v'achroinim iskimu deloy pligi. There's no machlekes. De b'makim de muter midine, in a place that it's muter midine. Kegoyim shehisker hamelchitz la'eni Yehudi l'shoner l'chaydish. He rented out the melchitz to the goy. So memele, so mikar adin, it's muter. The goy is working there. It's his melchitz. He's working on Shabbos because adaita denav she covered. He's working for himself. So mikar adin, it's muter. The mishum schar Shabbos leke. That what the goy is paying him rent for the whole year. Dalayhu bavlo. He's not paying him specifically for Shabbos. He's paying him for the whole year. So we have a klal schar Shabbos. If it is not being paid specifically for Shabbos, it's being paid for a large amount of time, and Shabbos is one of the days it's being paid for. So there's no reason of schar Shabbos. Ve'enoi oser elo mishum marisayim. So this whole inyan of renting out the melchitz to the goy, which we learned is oser, the whole iser is an iser of marisayim. Kenal besif aleph. But that's oser. We will not be matter this. But if it was rented out already, the Aveir of Marasayin he had already. Now the Shaila is he permitted to you take the money from the goy? Lachem b'di'evid mutal lekabel aschar mi'eni Yehudi. So he's allowed to take the money. He was over on the serf of Maris Ayim, but the schiris that the guy owes him, the rent that the guy owes him, he's permitted to take. Masha ain came im hiskiroi liyomim. But what if this, the Melchus was rented out on a daily basis? For Monday, for Tuesday, for Shabbos, it's rented out. So then, the Medina also, Mishum Schar Shabbos, he's not allowed to take this money, al Schar Shabbos. So Lachain, Afilo Hevi, and Yehudim, Eatzma, Mois, Afilo the. Not only he's not allowed to mourn from the guy comes to him. I rent it to you for Shabbos. Here's the money. Also, lekabel emenu, he's not allowed to take the money because shchar Shabbos is also. Moshe Kosher was a meresh memesivov. Vayin shemay shekazav neshnaburim. Okay, and then there's another din which we'll see in the resh mem. Hey. What?
You have to go and stay in Frank and Farai. You have to do whatever you want there.
He rented it out to the guy. He's not allowed to keep the money. He rented it out be'isa to the guy. He wasn't allowed to rent it out. Now Shaul is allowed to keep the money. So if it's only rented for a day, he's not allowed to take the money. Reish mem dalet eizem aloche is yochalei nihudi lasa is ba'ada Yisrael uboi vov se'ifim. Now we'll learn this whole see first, and then we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah to get a picture on what the Mechaber is saying. Poisik Odom, what's the title? Poisik Perish Masne. A person is allowed to make an agreement. Im ha'ene Yehudi al hamaloche. He's making an agreement on with a guy to do a certain malacha for him. Number one. We'll elaborate soon. V'koitzitz domim. And he makes up with him, you have to do this pa'ule for me, and I'll pay you X amount of money. V'hayni Yehudi oise la'atzmai. And the guy is doing it for himself. That means the guy is a kablin. The guy has to give him a finished product. That was the yopmach. He gave the guy a car. You have to fix my car. Fine. He gave him the car. I'm going to pay you X amount of money. You have to fix the car. Va'af al pi shehu oise b'Shabbos, even though the guy is working on his car in Shabbos, mutter, this is mutter, because I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. I didn't tell him. He didn't give it to him Friday afternoon and Maitzoy Shabbos. I want to be ready. No. He gave it to him on Wednesday. When it's ready, you just call me up. The guy could have done it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The guy decided to do it Shabbos. Why is the guy doing it Shabbos? Because he wants to do it Shabbos. He has something better to do Sunday. He has something better to do Friday. So the guy is working adaitei denavshe. And memele, so meikar adin, this is mutter. Now, b'med vorim amurim betzine, that this is not known. Not known means that the meloche that the guy is doing, we do not know he's doing this for a guy. The guy has 25 cars in his garage, and he's working on a car. No one knows. No, we'll see. Or most people don't know. She'ein makirim hakol. Not everyone knows. It could be some people that know his license plate, but that's irrelevant. But she'ein makirim hakol. Most people do not necessarily know shezu hamelocha hanasis b'Shabbos shel Yisraeli. They do not know that he's working for a yid. So memele, what do I have in this case? In this case, I have mitzad the etzem meloche. He's not working for the yid. He's working for himself. He feels like working on Shabbos. So that's called adaita denavshe kovet. And Altmaris Ayin, people might think that the Yid hired him to work for him, and he's not a Kabbalim. The Yid told them, work for me on Shabbos. There's no Maris Ayin, because most people do not know that this is the Yid's car. So Memele, so it's Mutter Meikaradin, and there's no Maris Ayin. Now we have to first finish. We first have to finish the sif. Abo im hoyso yedua umefosemes. But if this is a melacha that everyone knows, the melacha is being done for a yid. Everyone knows this. We'll see soon. Also, then it is also. Why? Someone's going to pass by and he's going to see on Shabbos the guy is working. He doesn't know the opmach. There was an agreement. There was an agreement that there was an agreement that the guy can do it whenever he wants, and the guy is doing it because he feels like doing it today. A person who passes by does not know this. So a person who passes by sees him working for a yid, and this is mefusemes. We'll see Misholem soon. So he will say, Sheplaini socha ha'eni Yehudi lasis loim belocha b'Shabbos. So he will say that the Yid hired him to work for him on Shabbos, and this is also, this is Amir Lakum, this is Yesh Melchum, if I hire a guy to work for me on Shabbos, Yeshlichus Lechumre, and that's what people will say. And therefore there's a Maris Ayin in this case, therefore it's also. Now, so we have with guidelines so far. The guidelines are, if the melacha that is being done is something that's not mefusim, most people do not know that this is a melacha shel Yisrael, so it's mutter, because me'ikir din it's mutter, and people have nothing what to talk about, because they don't know that a melacha is being done for a yid. But if it's a melacha mefusemis, everyone knows that this melacha is for a yid, so even though me'ikar din it's mutter, but people won't know what the agreement was. They'll think that he hired him. Lefichach, now he starts giving mishalom. Ha'poisi kime'eni Yehudi livnois loy chatzeiroi. That means there's something in my chotzer, in my yard, and I made up with the guy, he should build something in my chotzer. Oy kaisoloy, or he should build the wall. Oy likser loy sodeyo, or he should cut the tvu in his field. Im hoysa hamelochem b'medine, if the melacha was be'ir, that means it's a place where yidden are. Oy b'soich hatchum, no one lives there. But this place where the melacha is being done, this field that the melacha they're being koitzer, is b'soich hatchum shel ha'ir. That means if a person is in the year Shabbos, so Shabbos after the cholent, he can go for a walk, and he'll pass by Yankel's field, and he sees in Yankel's field, there's a guy there that's cutting the tvuah. He saw enough already. So memele, since the melacha, we know this is Yankel's field, and we see a guy working on the field, so already Chazal asked this, Altmaresayin. Also, loy laniach lasis loy melacha b'Shabbos. We will not permit him to do melacha on Shabbos. Mipnei horoyim, because of the people who will see this. She'einom yoidim she'posak, they do not know. They don't know what the true agreement was. The agreement was, I didn't tell them to do this on Shabbos. I told them by next Thursday, make sure that the tvu is cut. And he decided to cut it on Shabbos, which be ikir adin is mutter. But they don't know, so they'll think differently. They'll think, let's first finish the seif. Va'afilu imdor bein ha'enim Yehudim. Now, what is the case that he lives between goyim? That means he lives in a goyish shtot. He lives in Alaska. The old goyim. There's old goyim in the shtot. And again, he made up with a goy. They should work. They should work. Should build something of his. And the goy decided to do it on Shabbos. So now, l'chayre, Baruch Hashem. So what's the problem over here? I know that it's mutter because I didn't hire the guy to work for me. He's a kablin. I told him he should do it whenever it's convenient for him. He did it on Shabbos. All my neighbors are goyim, so there's no problem of maris hayim. Zokta remo va'afilu imdor b'ina'inim Yehudim yesh lochush lo'orchim haboyim shom. Good, he lives in a goyish neighborhood, but what's going to be one Shabbos? He's going to invite an oirich for Shabbos. So the oirich will see how he's going to come, and for his basil, the guy's going to come on Shabbos to fix the fence. Maybe he's going to hide, it is going to be an oirich, haboim shom. Oy livnei beisoy. Or forget about an oirich, the bnei bayis. Sheyach shidu oisoy. The Bnei Bayis will be choishetim. Now this is a moira de kedin, and let's just mention a kasha that the Magen Avraham asks, which is a moira de kasha. What do we have over here? We have, there's no oichim, he lives in Alaska, he's old, there's all goyim there. He has a wife and three children, gebaldik. So it says over here, that, and the guy's gonna come, he didn't tell the guy when to come, the guy's gonna come on Shabbos, he tells the guy, and show the, he's telling him before, don't you dare come on Shabbos. Why? What's the problem? There's no Yidin around, the Bnei Bayis. His three sons, his wife. So let him tell the three sons, and the Tati, a guy is allowed to work for you for Shabbos. So let me explain to you, he's not working for me, he's a kablan, he's doing it because I told him he can do whatever he wants. He decided to do Shabbos, so he'll tell it to the Bnei Bayis and finish Shalom. What's the problem? But the kasha is, there's a Mordik kasha over here. We just learned before, a person had a melchitz bebeis dirish aloi. He had a melchitz by him. And the Shechinim used the melchitz. But no one else knows. But the Shechinim know about it. No problem whatsoever. Because the Shechinim know he rented it out to the goy. So Mamela, there's no problem of Marasayim. He rented it out to the goy and finished. The Shechinim know there's no Marasayim. Here, all of a sudden, we're chayish for the Bnei Bayis. The Bnei Bayis will think that he told the goy. So so this kasha the Magen Avraham asks, what we learned in the beginning of the night is a stira to what we learned now. So the Magen Avraham says, Amoyre de Kechilik. He says, over there by the melchitz we are speaking about, he rented the melchitz to the goy. That's what we're speaking. That was the case of Reish Mem Gimel. He rented the melchitz to the guy. The guy is working there. He rented the melchitz. It's his melchitz. He's working there. The minute the Shechinim, the Bnei Bayis know he rented it to the guy, and it's the guy's melchitz are finished. No problem. They understand. There's no problem. The guy isn't working for you. He rented out the melchitz, and Shalom al Yisrael. Over here we are speaking about the guy is Tatati, this person is fixing the fence. Why is he fixing the fence? I hired him. But not I hired him, he should come today and work. I hired him that he should work whenever he wants. And he decided to come today. This chilek that he's working for you in Shabbos, but here's a chilek, but he didn't have to come on Shabbos. This they won't buy and they won't believe. And that means this difference between Kablonis and Schiris, which in Lamdis is Meire de Kaiske halten. A Kablon, he didn't have to come today, he could have come yesterday, he decided to come today. In Lamdis, Kablonis is Mutam Ikeradin. But in Maris Ayin, they will not believe him. They won't say this. Hey, yeah, but you put the father next to the wall. Tati, he's working. Yeah, he's a Kablon. No, no, no. They won't believe him. They won't buy it. So therefore, here we are afraid of Oichim. We are afraid of the Bnei Bayis. Well, we have to first finish the sif. Yesh lochush loichim haboim sham oylev nebeisai sheyach shedu oisai. They'll be choshet him. And therefore, this is also. One more ha'orah we should know. We're afraid of two people. He lives in Agoyish Ishtot. We're afraid of Oichim. Strange people will come. The Oichim will come and the Zakasha finished. Before, in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we learned by a Melchitz that there's a private Melchitz. There's a private Melchitz, and so the people, so it's mutter. Because the people who use the Melchitz know that he rented it out to the Goy. And no one else knows about the Melchitz. Shalom al Yisrael. Fragen da Achroinim, what if he invites an Eurech for Shabbos? This Eurech is not tuned into what happened with the Melchitz. The people who use the Melchitz know the Goy rented the Melchitz, finished. This Eurech who came for Shabbos does not know the whole Inyan. So what's with him? So here the Maimon Motche says that Teretz, this Melchitz is not in his dining room. The Melchitz is in some places a room in the complex of the house. There's a Melchitz there. The Oichim do not necessarily have to know about this Melchitz. It's not something begolim. So they don't know about it. The only one, the Melchitz will be in his dining room. So Mamele, he sees in the dining room, there's a guy that's heating up the Melchitz on Shabbos. So he starts asking Shailas. Here the Melchitz is in a room. The Oichim Bechlal, he invites them to eat by him. They know nothing about this Melchitz. The people who do know about the Melchitz know it was rented out. Here, if he invited an Oichim to come to his house and there's a guy that's fixing the wall, there's a guy that's doing something on his house, here you see it, you have to see it. So the whole thing, he'll explain it. I see how the guy is doing it for me. But he's a Kabbalah, not a Schirion. This they will not understand. And they'll come out, yell out, a guy is working for my father, and he's going for working for this Yid, and finish. So the B Marisayim. So therefore, we're Chayish for Oichim.
Both cases are Kabbalahs.
No, where? In which case? In the Reish Mem Gimel wasn't Kabbalahs. The Reish Mem Gimel, the guy. Our case is Kablonis. In Reish Mem Gimel, it was the guy rented out the Melchitz. He rented out the Melchitz for himself. It was Schirs, he rented out the Melchitz, yeah. Vim hoiso, zok te mechaba. Vim hoiso hamalocha chutz litchum. But what is, he has a field, the field is chutz litchum mi beisai. So Memel is like this. In this city, people will go after the Cholin, they'll go and take a walk, but they'll never see his field. His field is Chutz L'Tchum. So if it's Chutz L'Tchum, V'gam Ein Ir Acheres B'Soich Tchum, not it's only Chutz L'Tchum from where he lives, it's Chutz L'Tchum from any Yiddish Shtot. There's not one Yid that lives in the Tchum of this field. So there's no problem of Marisayin. Who's going to see it? There's not a Yid that lives B'tchum Oisei Soda Oisei Bayis She'oisim by Meloche Mutter. So then it will be Mutter. Because then there's no Shaila of Marisayin. Just to see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah. The heter, the kaitzitz domim, hainu kablonis, shemasne imoy sheyasaloi eze meloche, B'schar dovor kotzov. There was an agreement. He has to do a certain job. He has to finish a certain job. If he does it not for pay, then that's not so poshut. I lekamen b'simen reish memzaim sevdal b'simen reish ton beis, because there you can't say he's doing it for himself because he's not getting paid for it. About kaponim, he was saying v'koytzitz domin. I'm paying him for it. Mutter. The kivin shekotzatz, since he made up with him that he's paying him for this malache, adaite de nafshe ka'ovid. Why is the guy working on Shabbos? Only for his own benefit. Lemayel lahashlim malachta. He wants to get it done and over with. Dile Yisrael enk pay the bezet. The yid, it doesn't matter when he'll do it. If he told them it should be ready by Tzoy Shabbos, so that's also, that's no shayla. So that's like I'm telling him to work on Shabbos. Bitsine, Haini, not that he has to do it in a hidden place. Shehi meleches tzino. It's a meloche which is not mefusim. Lefi she'ein hakol makirim shehi shel Yisrael. Not everyone knows that this is, he's working on a yid's car. Uchamayish mefarish. Avol eino chinami. Tafuli moisa isa befareshya. His garage is outside, and everyone passes by the guy. Shori kivin da maloche atzmo. The meloche that he is doing, ein yedua sheishel Yisrael. This no one knows that this is, he's doing it for a yid.
Put me an example of that.